أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون. قالوا يا أبانا إنا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكله الذئب وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين. وجاءوا على قميصه بدم كذب قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدلى دلوه قال يا بشرى هذا غلام وأسروه بضاعة والله عليم بما يعملون. وشروه بثمن بخس دراهم معدودة وكانوا فيه من الزاهدين. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. ولما بلغ أشده آتيناه حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين.
And they came to their father crying at the evening. And they said, "Our father, we had gone racing with each other and left Yusuf alayhi salam by our things. And the wolf had devoured him and he will not at all believe us, though we may be saying the truth." وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. And they brought his shirt with stains of false blood. So Yaqub alayhi salam, being an abiyah of Allah Ta'ala, made out, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. And he says that you people have made up a story for yourselves. And for me, observing patience is going to be the best. And against what you people are talking about, Allah Ta'ala alone, it is Allah Ta'ala alone whose help can be sought. And a caravan of travelers had come across, and they sent their man to fetch water, and he lowered his bucket and said, "Ya Bushra Ahadha Ghulam," oh, good news, this is a fine lad. And they concealed him a stock in trade. And Allah Ta'ala knows well what they were doing. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَ. And they sold him for a few, they sold him for a small price, a small price counted dirhams, and he was not held in esteem in them. The brothers had worked their plan after careful discussions to do away with Yusuf alayhi salam, and they come to the father in the evening and they make up a story. The father, being a Nabi, experienced old man, so he says, what type of a wolf this must have been, that the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam is perfectly normal but there's just stains of blood. So how carefully this wolf must have been eating Yusuf alayhi salam not to tear away his shirt. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. We understand that when there is a trial, then circumstantial evidence also can be relied upon. As Yaqub alayhi salam had seen the shirt, and the evidence showed clearly, the circumstance showed clearly that it wasn't a true story that they had stated. Rather, they had made up a tale for themselves. Then the conduct of a Nabi is unlike normal people, though he's put through the most difficult of trials, but then his patience also has the better over him. So he says, for me, observing patience is best. And again, he doesn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, against what you people are talking about, it is Allah ta'ala alone whose help can be sorted. Pressing upon us, this type of difficulties will come to pass, and how are we to conduct and behave ourselves, patience, without going around complaining and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. Here, the difficulty for Yusuf alayhi salam was multiplied and doubled. One is that the separation of a child, and the other is that he knew at some time this child is going to come back and he's going to have a radiant future. Now what's happening with this child? So this is the thing that is lingering in his mind. When we know that someone has died, then there is a closure to the subject. But we know that he's not died, some person has made up a story about him. So this thing is going to linger in the mind, that if he's around, then where is he? What is his condition? In the meanwhile, Yusuf alayhi salam is pulled out from the well. They threw him into that well, dark, bottomless well, and a caravan of people were passing by. They lowered their bucket and he was brought out. وَأَسَرُّهُ بِضَاهُ, and they conceal him as stock in trade. They will go into Egypt and then sell him out. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ, and the woman in whose house Yusuf a.s. was, the man in whose house Yusuf a.s. was, said to his wife, honor his stay amongst us. Maybe he may be of good for us. He may bring some good for us, or at least we can adopt him as a child. He didn't have any children, and Yusuf alayhi salam was looking very promising, bright features, an intelligent young man. So we can take him and adopt him as a child. In this manner, we had given Yusuf alayhi salam power and might, and that we may teach him the right meanings of events, situations and facts. Facts come before you, then it is a different thing to get the fact and information, and it is a different thing to understand it correctly. Any fact and any information is not understood by every person. So we gave him this blessing that he will understand situations, events, informations, dreams, etc. correctly and perfectly. And Allah Ta'ala has full control and power over his affairs, but most people do not understand. When he reached his full manhood, we bestowed him with wisdom and knowledge, and in this manner do we reward those who do good, impressing upon us that this good that we have done to Yusuf alayhi salam is not something exclusive with him. Rather, anyone that does good, intention is good, is good at heart, his behavior and conduct is right, his words and his works are all right, then they are all blessed. Allah Ta'ala rewards them in some way or the other, pose them to a position of respect and honor, and accepts him for his deen. So this is the reward for the person who does good. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا, and the woman in whose house Yusuf alayhi salam was, she tried seducing him, fastened the doors, and she said, come. So his immediate response is, Allah Ta'ala forbid, he is my master, he has made my stay very pleasant, and indeed by him the wrongdoers are never prosper. She attempted to seduce him with passion, and had he not seen the proof and the evidence of his Rabb, he could have also desired for her. In this manner, we have decreed in order to turn away, in order that we may turn away evil and shamefulness from him. We've decreed all this, that we turn away any type of evil and any shameful acts from him. Indeed, he was from our true and righteous servants. And they reached each other to the door, and she tore his shirt from the back, and they met her master at the door. Now she was caught in surprise. So in the shock she says, "Ma jaza'u man arada bi ahlik?" What can be the reward of the person who intends wrong, intends evil with your household, but prison or a grievous punishment? Yusuf alayhi salam spoke out and said, "In fact, she is the one who seduced me, and someone from the house had seen all this, and he spoke out, and he gave witness in favor of Yusuf alayhi salam, saying, 'In kana qamisu qudda min qubul,' if his shirt was torn from the front, and she is saying the truth, and he is lying. And if it is his shirt, if it is that his shirt is torn from the back, and then she is lying, and he is saying the truth." So when he inspected the shirt, he saw that it was torn from the back. So he says, "Innahu min kaydikun," listen, it is from your snare, O woman, it's your plot. And O woman, your plotting is mighty. Yusuf al-Islam's innocence is proven. So he says, "O Yusuf, don't pay attention to this. And my wife, you ask for forgiveness for the crime that you have committed. For indeed, you are at fault." How much more difficult it becomes when the person in whose house you are living, you are supposed to be working and attending to her, and further you are a slave, and then she seduces you, she locks up and fastens all the doors, and there is nothing that comes between you and her, and then to move away. And this is the work of very great and noble people. So Yusuf al-Islam is not even attracted. So the Quran Sharif says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْرَآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Had he not seen the evidence of his Rabb, he could have also desired her. In other words, impressing upon us, he didn't even have the desire for her. His cleanliness, his purity, chastity, with all the circumstance that he is covered with, but his chastity and his purity has the better over him. And in this manner, we've decreed that we turn away evil and shameful works from him. When a person is good, he's pure and clean, then Allah Ta'ala removes and turns away evil. And we also understand that he did not approach evil. Rather, evil had come to him, indecent work had come to him, and he had turned it away. Like she was trying, he was also trying. She was trying to seduce him, and he was trying to move her away from wrong. Again, we understand that in this whole scuffle, Yusuf alayhi salam tried his best. Whatever was within his capacity, he had tried. All he could do is advise her and admonish her. So he says to her, "This is my master," in other words, your husband, who you also respect. Number two, he has made our stay very comfortable and pleasant. You need to consider this as well. Number three, what about the presence of Allah Ta'ala, ma'azallah, that Allah Ta'ala is watching. So at three levels, he is advising her, the presence of Allah Ta'ala, then the favor of the husband has been so good towards you, and then it is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the wrong, the sinful never prosper. So he tried his best, and further to all this, when we saw that she was still making that approach, he raced towards the door. So he exhausted all his efforts to escape from wrong. So when we are confronted and surrounded by wrong, we cannot say now that we are surrounded, there is no way to escape, then let's plunge and let's fall and dive into the wrong. Rather, we exhaust our strength, our energies, all our might and our strength to escape from the wrong. Then leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but within our capacity, whatever is possible to escape and exit from the throng, we must do so. And then we see as he approaches the door that was fastened, غَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, then the door just opens up. That is again a mu'jiza, a miracle of Yusuf alayhi salam. That at that crucial moment, Allah Ta'ala's assistance comes in and he escapes. And again, when he maintained his chastity, he maintained his purity, then Allah Ta'ala not only rescued him from this evil and from this shameful act, rather Allah Ta'ala guarded and protected his integrity as well. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا, a small little child in the cradle, a few days old, and he spoke out. The child speaks out from the cradle, few days old child, and he speaks out intelligently. He is addressing the master. إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلْ, just inspect the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam, whether it's torn from the front or the back. If it's torn from the back, from the front, then this woman is speaking the truth. And if it is torn from the back, then she is speaking a lie. Now, when he inspected the shirt and he saw that it was torn from the back, further it is the word of a small little child as a miracle and a support to Yusuf alayhi salam. So he was convinced and certain that this is the mistake of his wife and Yusuf alayhi salam is totally innocent. So he says to Yusuf alayhi salam, you don't pay attention to this. And my wife, it is your fault, so accept your mistake and ask for forgiveness. Thank you, Mr. Sufi.